Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone, and welcome to our web broadcast of the opening commodity market report here on AM 580. Let's look how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 8.57, up 6 on the open. December, 8.82, up 9. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 8.26, up 11 on the open. December, 8.49, up 6 and 3 quarters. July, 8.91, up 5 on the open. September corn opened at 6.69, up 5 and a quarter on the open. December, 687 and a half, up 5 and a quarter. March, 706, up 5 and 3 quarters. July, 720 and a quarter, up a quarter. December, 660, up 3 quarters on the open. August beans opened at 1602, up 20 on the open. September, 1585, up 16 and a half. November, 1578, up 19. January of 2009, 1592, up 17 and 3 quarters. Make that 17 and a half. March at 1596, up 11 and 3 quarters. May, 1596, up 17 and 3 quarters. And November of 2009, 1505, up 11 on the open. August soybean meal opened at 440.50, up 560 on the open. September 436.50, up 680. August soybean oil opened at 64.09, up 30 on the open. September 64.50, up 35. Over at the Merck, August live cattle opened at 99.20, up 7.5 on the open. October 106.35, down 5. December 109.50, up 5. And February 111.30, up 17.5 on the open. August feeders open at 110, down 17.5 on the open. September 112.25, down 45. October 114, down 55. November 115.10, down 57.5 on the open. July lean hogs open at 74.85, up 5 on the open. August 74.90, up 15. October 70.87.5, unchanged. December 74.95, down 7.5 on the open. And July bellies open at 65.40, down 1.20 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, thus far this morning, it looks like it's a turnaround Tuesday.
Well, we turned around from how we opened this morning, Dave.
Yes, we sure did.
More of a continuation of yesterday, sort of looks like. But, you know, the crude oil falling out of bed this morning, down 250 as we speak, and the ideas of the economy being a little shaky with Secretary Bernanke talking about 90 banks being in trouble and sort of the fear of just the economy in general, I think, has put a little negative tone to the market this morning.
And this despite the fact that the U.S. dollar is also down significantly.
The dollar is down. You know, we talked about that on Commodity Week a little bit as, you know, when does the negative dollar become negative rather than positive to the commodity prices and what we're looking at. And I think that maybe just the weakness of the economy right now is overweighing just the export availability or the export ability because of the low dollars along the way. But a lot of connection being drawn to the crude oil prices this morning, as we just talked to the floor.
And crude oil, where do the floor sources believe it'll catch some support then?
Oh, you know, we didn't get exactly into that, but I think somewhere around the 140 mark, we're probably going to catch some very good support. Still a lot of talk of 150 crude, so we don't think the crude oil's ready to fall out of bed. We'd love to tell that story, but we're afraid we'd be stretching it to do it today.
You make anything out of yesterday afternoon's NAS numbers?
You know, I was very, very, very surprised that we did not increase the bean ratings at all, Dave. You know, as we drive around and look around, and, you know, it's within a 250-mile radius here, of course, that we've driven over the last week, but we thought beans should see at least a 1% improvement on the rating because they are looking a little bit better, I mean, along the way. So we were just a little bit surprised at what they did there. The corn rating, about the same place we were last year at this time, and basically some favorable weather for everybody except the Delta here right now.
As you look at the crop progress and you look at the beans, especially as it relates to the blooming, you see that 26% is blooming compared with the five-year average of 45%. We do know that the crop is going to take longer to finish, and that, I mean, that's just a given. And that makes me wonder, in the August and or September bean contracts for old crop, does cash leave this market higher?
Well, I think that, in all honesty, we have a long season left for beans. You told us that very simply, and that's what it tells us. It gives us more of a chance of an early frost. It gives us more of a chance of some bad weather, or, you know, things to happen, more time for things to go on. So, you know, we will have to say with the tightness of beans, I think that we are more friendly to the bean market than we are the possibilities of a weather market happening in the corn now, as it looks like the forecast does look like it should get us through pollination with some fairly decent weather.
The question is, does cash lead futures higher?
Oh, I think there's tightness. We can tell by looking at the basis. Look at Central Illinois, basically in Cabraza there, with the way that they have tightened up their basis and above the board. You don't get processors bidding above the board when cash is moving well.
Where's the decent support levels in your mindset?
Oh, I think Dease corn probably 650, 655, somewhere in that range. The November beans, we're probably your 1550 is going to be your first support, and then down to 1530 or so. And drawing the line in the sand, probably we're looking at $14.80 to $15, Dave.
Are you thinking that actually it may be soy meal that is the linchpin for the bean market at this point?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people revising the trade this morning to buy September meal, sell mm-hmm. November beans, with the idea that the meal being tight and a stalwart of the bean market right now.
What other spreads are being played now?
You know, there's a lot of buying beans, selling corn, buying beans, selling wheat, buying meal, selling beans. Beans are the favorite child right now as far as which commodity they want to be long.
What's your analysis of the wheat market?
The wheat market, we, of course, did drop a couple of the ratings there. We're still very surprised we're over $8 in this wheat market with soft red wheat as doing as well as it's doing out there, and as many bushels as we are, and not being competitive in the world situation, Dave. But the technicals seem to be holding it up here, and we'll just have to play along with what the board trade does.
All right, Wayne. Thanks much. Talk to you again this afternoon.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. The current trade, September wheat in Kansas City at 852 up 1, December 875 up 2. At the Board of Trade, September wheat 819 up 1, December 843.5 up 1.25, March of 2009 865 unchanged. September corn 857.5 down 6.25, December 676 down 6.25, March of 2009 674 down 6.25, May 712.25 down 26. Actually, the May corn contract for 2009 is not trading that number from yesterday. August beans, 1573 down 9. September, 1561 down 7.5. November, 1554 down 5. January of 2009, 1589 up 14.5. August soybean meal, 432.80 down 210. August soybean oil, 6343 down 5. 36. Mike Sola's two-state forecast today says in far northwest and west central Illinois, partly to mostly sunny, with a slight chance for a few showers and isolated thunderstorms, especially this afternoon. Elsewhere, mostly sunny, highs between 85 and 92. Tonight, mostly clear, lows ranging from 62 in eastern Indiana to near 70 in southwestern Illinois. Then tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs between 88 and 94 degrees. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at the University of Illinois.